That's Caitlin Jury. She's the research director for Equis Research, which is a Latino polling organization that ran the recent survey of Latino voters. She said economic issues have been the driving force behind these voters.
So when Latinos are asked what they most want their lawmakers to do for them when it comes to the economy, they're most likely to say lowering the cost of food and groceries.
Instead, prices on everyday goods have been increasing, especially as Trump's tariffs have gone into effect. Daniel Garza is with the Libre Initiative, a group that mobilized Latino voters on economic issues to support conservative candidates last year. He said this is something he worries about.
There's a concern that there is a lag on inflation when it comes to, you know, the spike in tariffs, because in the end, you know, the consumer is going to pay for the tariffs. So, you know, we're going to be watching that.
But Garza said even though Latinos are not satisfied with the current state of the economy, he thinks many Latinos will hang in there.
And I think there is a patience, you know, with this administration, you know, for their reforms and the changes that they put into place to take effect. I think the judgment is going to come maybe 6 months to 8 months from now as to where we're at with the economy, with prices, with inflation.
But Melissa Morales, the founder and president of Somos Votantes, which is a left-leaning Latino voter mobilization organization, says actually her group has found that pessimism about the economy among Latino voters since Trump took office is only growing at this point.
The longer Trump is in office, the more frustrated Latino voters are becoming with his economic policies, and it's becoming a pretty huge liability for him.
And it's a huge liability for the Republican Party in general. That's because control of Congress is at stake during next year's midterm elections.